All right, in our remaining minutes, I want to draw your attention to the book of Matthew, chapter 15. On Sunday, I'm going to be doing a message for Mother's Day entitled, A Syrophoenician Mom. And I'm going to be looking at two different passages, Mark chapter 7, Matthew chapter 15. And as I was reading this today, the Lord just spoke to my heart. We've been doing a series on Wednesday nights about the will of God. Do I really want the will of God? How do I show that I really want the will of God? We've looked at that in the past. And tonight, I want us to focus on faith and the will of God. Faith and the will of God. I want to read beginning at verse 21 of Matthew chapter 15, and then I'm just going to share a couple of thoughts with you tonight related to this passage. Then Jesus went thence and departed into the coasts of Tyre and Sidon. In other words, he left Israel. Did y'all know that he did that? He went into Gentile territory. You know, there are some people that teach that Jesus only ministered to the Jews. That's not true. He ministered to the Gentiles, and we're fixing to meet one of them here. But they went up into Tyre and Sidon. That's north of Israel, about 40 miles north of Capernaum. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, Send her away, for she crieth after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. You know, the first cry was of a Gentile talking to a Jew. The second one is just a Gentile crying out, Lord, help me. All right? But he answered and said, It is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs. And she said, Truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. Flip over to Mark chapter 7 for just a moment. I'll read Mark's account. Verse 24 of Mark chapter 7. And from thence he arose and went into the borders of Tyre and Sidon and entered into a house and would have no man know it, but he could not be hid. Here we have the detail that was left out in the Matthew account. He goes into a house there, and he's resting. But this woman found him, for a certain woman whose young daughter had an unclean spirit heard of him and came and fell at his feet. The woman was a Greek, a Syrophoenician by nation, and she besought him that he would cast forth the devil out of her daughter. But Jesus said unto her, Let the children first be filled, for it is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it unto the dogs. And she answered and said unto him, Yes, Lord, yet the dogs under the table eat of the children's crumbs. And he said unto her, For this saying, Go thy way, the devil is gone out of thy daughter. And when she was come to her house, she found the devil gone out and her daughter laid upon the bed. Father, in these few minutes, I pray that you would teach us from your word. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to speak to you about faith and God's will. You know, there's a lot of things that happen in this world and in this life. As a church family, we've experienced in the last several months a number of folks that we've been made aware of that are suffering greatly. I read the Facebook posts every night from Sunshine. I'm following her. My wife is following her. And I see the pictures of Nahum. That precious little 7-year-old boy who was full of life and energy and, you know, finishing up first grade. And at a birthday party, a limb breaks that the swing that he's on comes down, hits him in the head. And now he's not communicative. He cannot move his legs. The future, we don't know. And I asked myself several times, as I've thought about Allie, and Olivia, and Pastor Birchwell, and go down the list of all the people that we are praying for and have prayed for in the past. Lord, how should I pray? And the Lord rebuked me as I read through this passage a few weeks ago, and I said, I'm going to preach this for Mother's Day, but wanted to share with you in the series that we're doing on the will of God, what if I don't know God's will? How should I pray for them? How should I pray for individuals that are hurt in an accident like Mr. Coleman was? It's easy to say, Lord, remember him in prayer, but how specific do we get with God, even though we don't know what His will might be? What should my attitude be? And this Syrophoenician Gentile woman just kind of reaches out of the pages of Scripture in a very strong way, if you're paying attention. She didn't know what God's will was going to be for her daughter. You see, her daughter was possessed with a demon. How that demon possessed her, we don't know. The Bible says she was a young daughter. We know in that particular time that demonic activity was very strong in that region of the world and continues to be, I believe, in those regions of the world and other places around the world. But this girl was possessed of a devil, and she wanted deliverance for her daughter. And when she found out that Jesus was up there, she had heard about Him. She made a beeline to that house. And she made her way in, crying out to Him, crying out to Him. At first, He answered her not a word. And I want you to think with me just a moment. How many times have you prayed and it seems like God's not answering? All right, let's be honest. Let's be honest about this. How many times have we prayed for somebody to be saved and it's gone on for years and years? Or we've prayed for somebody that was very sick or ill and it's gone on for such a long, long time. And it seems like that the Lord's not answering. This woman continued to cry out to God. And this is my first point. Even though we may not know what God's will is about a particular person, it's my job to get a hold of God and don't let go. Just like this woman did. This mother did. She got a hold of God even though she did not know what the will of God might be. She continued to go to God because she knew something that we all know as well, that the only one that could help her was Jesus Christ. The only one that can save sinners is Jesus Christ. The only one that can heal the sick is Jesus Christ. So what's my job? In the will of God, I get a hold of Him and seek His face, knowing that He's the only one that can fix whatever the problem is. And I submit to Him and whatever He answers. She didn't know how He's going. At first, He didn't say a word. And then when He responded to her, what did He say? Well, it's not meat for the children to give up their bread and give it to the dogs. Now, how encouraging does that sound? You know, every time I've read this passage, I've said, Lord, what were You seeking to do there? You know what He was doing? He was stimulating the faith of this mother. Lord, even the dogs get the crumbs that come from the children that are at the table. And how did Jesus respond to that? You can go on home now. Your daughter's delivered. And you know what she did? She didn't say, I'm going to put a fleece out, Lord, and if it's wet, then I'll go back home. I'll know that. No. What did she do? She went back to her home. The Bible gives the description in Mark 7. She went back to her home and found her daughter laying on the bed. She had been delivered from the devil. Number one, even when I don't know God's will, it's within God's will for me to get a hold of Him and cry out to Him with every part of my being. That's within God's will. even though he may say, I'm going to take this child on to be with me, or I want this child to remain here upon earth in this particular vegetative state, I want this child to stay. Can we accept that as God's will? That's hard. That's hard. To look at a little boy like Nahum, he's touched my heart, I have to say. And I hope and pray that God does a work in my heart about how I pray to get a hold of Jesus Christ with every fiber of my being. And even though I don't know how He's going to rule, I still go to Him and intercede in behalf of the prayer requests that are on our list and those that we are going to be added. I'm going to tell you something right now. More requests are coming. They're coming. And you can say, well, I don't know if I can pray for all these people. Get close with your Lord and hold on to Him and seek His face, even though you don't know how He's going to rule. Amen? There's a second thought that I'm going to conclude with. Reach out to God in faith and let God grow your faith so you can handle whatever ruling He makes. You know, there have been many times over the years that people have interceded with umpires. Sometimes they get the call changed. And sometimes they don't. Right? Anybody know what I'm talking about? All right? Boy, some managers come up to the umpire and they're doing a Billy Martin, Yankees coach. You know, upset, angry. He didn't get the call changed. But there's some of them that come up and sweet talk. You know what I'm saying? Are you sure? You sure about that call at first? Boy, that was really close. It was a really close. I have to give that to you, Mr. Hump. It was really close. But it would be really nice if you'd change your call because I think that just a little bit ahead of the ball coming in there. Well, let me go talk to the base umpire. Talk. We're going to overturn that call. Safe. All right? And you got the call. Now, in many ways, when we go to God and we pray, just like this Syrophoenician woman that wanted desperately to have her daughter back, see her heart, see her cries as she cried outside the house, Jesus of Nazareth, let me come in. And the disciples said what? Oh, send her away, dear Lord. We want to rest. Send her away. How many times do we do that? She got a hold of God in faith. And Jesus stimulated that faith to grow even more so she could receive whatever ruling He sent down. You can beg and plead with an umpire. Sometimes you get the call, sometimes you don't. And when it comes to God Almighty, we just don't know sometimes. We've all faced things and prayed for things and got the call that we did not want to hear. We've all heard that. And sometimes we pleaded before Him and we got the call that we wanted to hear. What's the whole point of all that? It's getting a hold of the One who alone can answer and rule. And He alone knows what will bring the most glory to His name. And so as my faith is stretched and expanded, I can accept whatever He rules. Because I know it's going to be what? It's going to be right. I don't always know that about an umpire. I don't always know that about an IRS agent on the other side of the phone. I don't always know that about a judge in a courtroom. But I know the judge of the Bible, and He will always rule right. So the second point is this. Get a hold of God. Allow Him to stretch your faith so you can accept whatever ruling He gives. I go to Him not knowing what the ruling is, but He increases my faith in running to Him so that I can accept whatever ruling He gives. That's all packed into two little passages in the Gospels. The Syrophoenician woman, not even a Jew. And by the way, this is interesting too. The two times that Jesus Christ commented on the faith of people, both of them were Gentiles. This mother and Jairus, the centurion, okay, commended them on their faith. They had their faith stretched. And Jesus commended them. He never said that about any of the Jews. Lesson for all of us. May God help us to get a hold of Jesus Christ with every part of our being, even though we don't know how He's going to rule. Let Him increase your faith so that you can accept whatever ruling He gives. And you will have grown. You will have grown as His child. And that what the purpose is? My growth in grace, my growth in knowledge, my growth in my spiritual walk, my growth in faith. All these are things that are a challenge many, many times, but are the source of great blessing in the long term. Father in heaven, I pray that You would help us in our Christian walk. Lord, we oftentimes say we want Thy will, but sometimes we're not satisfied with the results. And get angry with Thee, challenge Thee. But Lord, You're always right. You're always good. You're always gracious. And I pray that You might teach us from this simple mother who loved her daughter and wanted to have her back. And she got a hold of the Lord Jesus and just wouldn't let go. And her faith was expanded. And the Lord commended her for her faith and answered her prayer request. Now, Father, I pray that You challenge Your people in 2021. We've got the same kind of issues that we face as she did. Well, it may not be as dramatic, but sometimes they are. Cancer, accidents, all kinds of things that can happen, change our life in a second. Help us, Lord, to run to Thee, even though we don't know what Your final revelation of Your will be, but help us to get a hold of it and let You expand our faith while we cling to Thee. And may we grow in grace and in knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you and good night.